It's been a deadly year in Anchorage. As of today, there have been 34 homicides, more than in any previous year on record. 2015 also saw an exceptionally high number of violent deaths, but as Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, with no one factor responsible for the surge in homicides, there's no clear solution to the problem.
Throughout this year, news reports in Alaska's largest city have been particularly morbid, with frequent stories about shootings and homicides.
Police found their bodies in a popular downtown park.
In July alone, there were 9 homicides within the municipality.
Police caught up with a third suspect today in connection with a double murder on Christmas Eve.
Police and elected officials have been active for months trying to get out a message to the public that even amid the grim headlines, Anchorage remains a relatively safe place. During an interview in August, Police Chief Chris Talley explained that the most consistent factor in homicides was the presence of drugs and alcohol.
Most of these incidents are things that went too far. Disputes over different things, over drugs or things like that. It's incidents that have gone too far.
Talley, as well as spokespeople for the Anchorage Police Department, have stressed that there is no one cause behind the last 2 years of high homicide numbers. Deaths from intimate partner violence are above average this year. The number of young people under the age of 21 involved in shootings is dramatically up, which is alarming to police. And 5 deaths have been connected to the same gun used by James Dale Ritchie, suggesting a pattern of targeted killings. Ritchie himself died in a shootout with an APD officer, one of 4 men killed by police in Anchorage since the start of the year, figures that are not included in how the city reports homicide statistics. Looming over conversations about violence is the question of whether Anchorage has a gang problem. In an email, an APD spokesperson wrote that investigators have not found a link between gang activity and the high number of homicides this year. Chief Talley, speaking on Talk of Alaska this past fall, described a gang presence in Anchorage, but stopped short of connecting it to the high number of homicides.
We have seen some activity where there are gang links, for lack of better words, that people have some type of association to gang, but not the same sort of territorial and full-blown gang activity that these other cities experience. Mm-hmm. Most of it's just through affiliation.
This characterization can seem like semantics, particularly when other law enforcement agencies are publicly pointing to gangs as the source of increased violence and crime. On Wednesday, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Anchorage announced the final sentence coming down in an investigation that led to convictions against 12 individuals for crimes stemming from gang activity. According to federal officials, the Fairview Mob was linked to a chapter of the Bloods in California, and sentences were handed down for crimes involving drug trafficking, money laundering, and firearms possession. Though no one from the FBI's violent crime squad in Anchorage was available to comment, during a recent interview with KTVA News, Special Agent Mike Watson described how the lucrative drug market in Anchorage and across Alaska fuels gang activity.
People can, from the lower 48 or, you know, other areas, can come up here and make a lot of money selling narcotics. With that, we'll get, you know, people up here part-time from some of the lower 48 gangs.
But researchers caution against scapegoating any one particular cause to try and explain this year's homicides.
Just knowing the number of crimes that occur really doesn't help you to figure out what the problem is.
Troy Payne is an associate professor of justice at the University of Alaska Anchorage. He says in the last 3 decades, Anchorage's homicide rate has averaged 7.4 deaths per 100,000 people. This year, it's 11.4. That's still a fraction of what larger, more violent American cities face, but it does represent a tripling from the rate in Anchorage during 2014. Professor Payne shares APD's view that this increase is likely from a perfect storm of several different factors all converging. He adds, though, that without more thorough information about the individual cases, it's mere speculation to say whether the last 2 years are outliers or an emerging trend.
We don't know if that is just random fluctuation of the number of homicides and the homicide rate, or whether there is a systemic, repeatable problem that we could apply solutions to. We simply just don't know that.
Payne adds that police only have so much control over violent crime, and the homicide rate should not be the lone metric used for assessing a police department. The clearance rate for homicide cases, for example, is 90% this year, up dramatically from where it was decades ago. That's a view shared not only by APD, but also the mayor's administration and community advocates, who have pointed to reduced police staffing in previous years, as well as cuts to social services and community programming, as factors contributing to an overall increase in crime within the municipality over the last year. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.